All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Wada Hockey. It is your host, Mr. Fink, Laces Out Finkel, with my co-hosts and hosts with the most. I've got Patrick and Jason. Guys, welcome back. We took a little bit of a break for Christmas. First, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. How was your holiday break, my friends?
No complaints here. Low-key compared to other years, for sure, but kind of preferred it that way, especially with everything going on. Best to stay in smaller groups, but it's nice to spend some time with the fam and not work, primarily.
Yeah, we definitely we kept it small.
Jason, how was the, how was it with the kiddo? You is this his second Christmas?
Yeah, it's the second Christmas. It was pretty dope, though, man. We set up Santa brought all the presents in, didn't wrap most of them, so just already had them all set up. And then the way his like room is set up, whenever he walks out of his room, he sees the Christmas tree already. So it was perfect to see his like face light up, and it was awesome.
And he was super psyched.
Yeah, he got a freaking like mini vacuum. I mean, it doesn't really work well, but he got it.
You got to teach him young, you know? You got to get him going.
Dude, he absolutely loves that thing. He's actually pissed that it's not the real thing and it's actually not functional.
I don't think I have...
He'll get there. He'll get there one day. He'll get there.
Speaking of, I have a new pet in my home. His name is Alf. Short for Alfred, which is the new shark. The shark vacuum cleaner. Yeah, my...
On Twitter.
Man, my folks hooked it up. That thing is it's a little bit of a terrorist, though. I left for a little bit today and set it on its first journey on its own. Came back to my bedroom door shut, and there was a picture on the floor. There was a little portable fan drug half awake across my room, but Alpha's got some strength, so we'll have to keep an eye on him and maybe keep some doors closed. But nonetheless, want to welcome everyone back to another episode of Wada Hockey. We have some awesome plans coming up. We have an episode that we reached out to all of our listeners and followers on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Wada Hockey, about a Q&A. So definitely stay tuned for that. There is a Q&A coming. We were looking to do like a live video recording. So if we can kind of get that figured out, maybe we can bring it to you guys sooner rather than later. We have quite a bit to go over today. Obviously, the season is officially announced. It is coming back. We are getting actual hockey. Big shout out to the upcoming Wada Hockey Fantasy League. We will probably we've got some drop-ins coming in from that. We will definitely, if you want to stay tuned to the end of this episode, we also have an update on these sweatshirts. I know some of you guys ordered sweatshirts from us, our first official merch run. Jason was kind enough to also get us some stickers made. And Patrick, I think your mom gets a special shout out for making the first official custom Wada Hockey water thermos. Is that right?
Yeah, it's one of those like Arctic insulated cup things. I don't know what the technical term is for it, but yeah, she kind of sublimated, printed our logo on there, and it looks super sick. I'll have to tweet out a picture of it because she did awesome on it.
Yeah, we might have to reach out to her and see if she can hook it up for the other guys in the Wada Hockey podcast, because that thing was awesome.
There is more than one person on that podcast.
Mom. No, it's awesome. I thought that was super cool that she did that. There is some hockey news. We actually have Texas hockey news. I want to get a couple of smaller stories out of the way before we get to the girth of the episode, which is going to be really just talking about the beginning of the season and the new divisional breakdown. Longtime Stars icon Corey Perry has signed a contract with the Montreal Canadiens. Turns out that was his favorite team growing up. It is a one-year deal worth $750,000. I want to say that Montreal initially was looking to get Wayne Simmonds, who ended up signing with Toronto, because apparently Toronto is like the reunion tour for all of these older hockey players wanting to finally grab that one ring that they could never get. But that's besides the point. Corey Perry signs with Montreal, one-year deal. Jason, how do you feel? I mean, like I said, longtime Stars icon, now in a completely different, you know, country.
You knew it was going to happen, kind of. It hurts, but, you know, what can we say? Hockey's business, and it's part of it. You know, he was kind of a bit of an enforcer for us. Now we're going to try to have to cover that role again, but as they say in hockey, it's business.
It's business, and let's do that hockey. Patrick, I mean, you know, I think this kind of comes as a little bit, not too big of a shock, actually, considering that the Stars had somewhere around, I want to say, the $300,000 mark left on their cap. For everyone that did not know that, that is why the Stars did not sign Corey Perry to another deal, because $750,000 would put them over the cap. So, but yeah, Patrick, I mean, the icon, the worm, is now in Montreal.
I'm just glad he's not in our division. I hate to see him go, but I'm really glad that we don't have to deal with his antics 8 times this year, or however many times the interdivision games are played between the teams. So, wish him the best with the Habs. Really wish we had the cap to keep him, but yeah, it's business. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it is. It's a bummer, but it, yeah, it's a business, and really, you're not signing Corey Perry for the regular season. Canadians must have playoff hopes going into this next season, because let's be completely frank, I don't think Perry really did much for us during the regular season. It was his impact in the postseason that really had Stars fans going, hey, you got to re-sign this guy. So, you know what? It is what it is. It's part of the game. It's part of the business. You just got to move on from it. And all those Stars fans that said, I'll never like Corey Perry, can go back to hating him just as much as they did when he was with the Ducks. So thank you, Corey Perry. Yep, that was you. Thank you, Corey Perry. You've been great. We'll see you next time. Real quick, another little bit of past Stars news. Devin Shore has signed a pro tryout with the Oilers. He most recently was with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Devin Shore, I think, was also in Anaheim before that. But yeah, Devin Shore, I always like to keep up with some old Stars, just kind of see what they're doing. You know, you had guys like Tyler Pitlick make a run with the Philadelphia Flyers in the Cup playoffs last year. So, but yeah, we'll see if Devin Shore ends up with the Oilers, or if maybe he ends up with the NHL or the AHL, excuse me, whenever that starts up. But guys, you know, really, I think the whole reason that we wanted to get on here and talk a little bit of puck was the announcement. The NHL season is coming back on January 13th. It's going to be a, I believe, 56-game season, and there are going to be some unfamiliar faces in the Stars division. I'm going to real quick go over just the Central division. That's still the Stars division. But you've got the Carolina Hurricanes, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Columbus Blue Jackets, Detroit Red Wings, the Florida Panthers, the Nashville Predators, and the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Patrick, I'm going to throw it to you. How do you feel about the realignment? How do you feel about the Central Division going into next season?
So the first thing I'd like to say is, whoever decided that St. Louis is not a Central Division team, despite being within like 100 miles of 5 of the teams in there, needs to look at a map. It's that simple. I'm not complaining too much about us not having any West Coast time zone games. So that's really my only complaint, is St. Louis somehow being a West Coast team, along with Minnesota, but who cares about them?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I was just, that's honestly the point that I was going to make. I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, the fact that we don't have to stay up until 9 p.m. to watch a hockey game that's going to end at least midnight is extremely refreshing. So,
yeah, but overall, I mean, I kind of like it. I'm not looking forward to 2011 World Series-esque recaps of the Stanley Cup Finals last year every time we played Tampa Bay. Thankfully, it wasn't as heartbreaking as that one was, even though it did sting quite a bit. But yeah, it's going to be some interesting games, some good competition, and also we played Detroit and Chicago, so hopefully we take care of business there. But I think it should be a good season.
Jason, I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting to see a lot of these teams multiple times. Which, okay, the obvious answer is Tampa Bay. But outside of Tampa Bay, Jason, which one of these Central Division teams do you see causing the biggest issue for the Stars next season?
I'm going to go with Nashville here. I think we caused a nice little rivalry with them with the Winter Classic. And then when we met, I think it was a few weeks later after the Winter Classic, it just got heated. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of energy. And there we have it. I mean, their roster is kind of young. They're about the same as us. You know, they've got some senior talent there who have been there before and done it. And now they've got the young guys coming in, and it's going to be it's just like what we have with Miro being like the young guy. You know, everybody coming in that's fresh. Yeah.
That's an interesting take. I think Nashville is definitely going to have some struggles coming up next season. Personally, I think they've still got quite a bit of work to do building that team back up. I think they've got some age issues approaching them, but who's to say that Dallas might not be in that same boat here in the next, 4 to 5 years. That being said, who are you most excited now? Okay. You did say that Nashville had a nice little rivalry with Dallas. So I think Jason, I think we can agree that Nashville is probably the team you're most excited to see the Stars play. Patrick, I'm going to pose the same question to you. Not so much what's going to be the biggest threat, but who are you most excited to see the Stars play next season?
I'm going to have to say Carolina, partially because they got knocked out in the first round last year, which was not ideal, but they made it at least. So it'll be a nice challenge and a different face to kind of have to deal with in the regular season. And then their social media team is awesome, and our social media team is awesome. So I think the memes from those games are going to be pretty great.
Could not agree more. Probably top tier on both ends. Well, I mean, it's just, I'm super pumped. Like I said, we're going to have a fantasy league. We've got pretty much all of the spots filled. I'm extremely excited to see how this next season is going to go. I really am hoping that we don't see a lot of COVID issues. Obviously with the NFL, Major League Baseball, we've seen how leagues ran outside of a bubble can kind of break down. I mean, I think we might have actually touched on this where at one point, one team, the Denver Broncos, didn't even have an active quarterback, and the NFL still expected them to play a game. So you almost kind of have to worry about the same situation. Do you see the Stars where, God forbid, Dobby Ottinger and whoever else, Landon Bowe, they have sitting at the goaltending spot, all gets COVID, and then, what are you going to do? Throw Radulov into some goalie pads and, hope the Warthog can just suck up pucks? I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. Outside of the Central Division, obviously there are three more divisions. What are you guys, or which division are you most excited to see? And I'm going to kind of jump in and real quick give my take on this, because if your answer is not the North, then you don't really know much about hockey, because we are for the first time getting an all-Canadian division. Calgary, Edmonton, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, and Winnipeg will all be in the same division playing against each other for 56 games, meaning that we'll get the Battle of Alberta at least 10 times, which, if you're not familiar with the Battle of Alberta, I believe it's Calgary versus Edmonton, and they absolutely hate each other. You will get knockdown, drag-out fights. So I feel like if I said that stuff and you guys don't say the North, it's going to sound really mean. But yeah, Patrick, what division are you most excited to see moving into the next season?
Maybe I don't know hockey because I wasn't going to say the North.
That's okay. And that's, you know what? I retract my previous statement, because there are people that listen to this show that haven't watched a lot of hockey outside of Texas, and we want to educate them and not make them feel like they are on an island.
No, that's quite all right. But I will go with what I was going to say is, let me think of, I don't even know what their division is called. Oh, the West. Look at that. but yeah, I got a little mixed up with the straightforward naming conventions as opposed to the Metropolitan and Pacific and all that nonsense.
Yeah, that's true. I do kind of like it like this.
Ridiculous conferences.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. But yeah, I think the West, just because I kind of want to see how that shakes out with St. Louis, Vegas, Colorado, and San Jose. And I guess kind of on the fringe, Arizona, to see how that goes. So yeah, it'll be nice to have the Battle of Alberta, which was a complete shit show last year from the games I remember for 10 games. But as far as like impact to the Stars rivals, St. Louis and Colorado, and I guess maybe sometime in the future, Vegas, depending on how the playoffs go over the next few years. I'm really interested to see how it goes out west with them playing 8 to 10 times apiece.
Yeah, I think it's going to get pretty violent. So, Jason, I mean, you know, really, you're a Canadian boy at heart. So, I mean, are you on the North bandwagon? Are you excited to see who is the true king of the North?
Yeah, I really am, because, you know, there's a lot of the original teams in there, between Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto. There, you know, half of them were up there. So, or I guess it was Ottawa, right? No, it was, yeah.
Oh no, Ottawa. Ottawa actually came in way late.
Way after, yeah.
Fun fact: Rick Bonus was their first ever head coach, and it was one of the worst seasons in NHL history.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I watched a fun little video on that. It was awful, but yeah. I like where your head's at. The OG teams,
but the one I am truly most excited about is the East, though. I'm excited to see Boston and Philly and Pittsburgh and Washington all together, even throwing the Islanders in there. There's a lot of power there. So
there, yeah, definitely. You've got the Rangers, who had the number one pick overall in the same division. I think competitively, the West and the East are going to be probably the most competitive divisions. You can't deny the fact that Colorado is a top tier team. I mean, they're one of the top three teams in the NHL when healthy. And then you've got just the grit and veteran leadership in teams like Boston, again, in Pittsburgh. The fact that Pittsburgh and Washington are going to play each other, you know, 8 to 10 times. I'm excited.
It should be a lot of fun. Sidney and Ovechkin going at it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a fun season. You know, I think I speak for all of us when I say I'm just glad that hockey's back. I'm glad that we're gonna get to see some hockey that actually counts for the NHL again. I don't think I really ever had a doubt that we were gonna see that, but you know, the fact that they announced it and it's actually happening, nonetheless, gets me all warm and fuzzy on the inside. Speaking of, tomorrow, we are recording right now on December 29th. Training camp for non-playoff NHL teams starts tomorrow. So technically, the season, quote-unquote, starts tomorrow. Well, we've gone over the divisions. We know what teams are in each. Who do you guys see being at the top of the division, respectively? I mean, I know it's kind of a hard question to really answer without doing a lot of research, but snap judgment, Patrick, you know, from the North, the West, the Central to the East, who do you see coming out on top in those divisions?
Okay, so I'll start with the Central Division. Homer pick, I'm not saying Dallas is going to be number one. I think that's going to be Tampa, but I think Dallas is definitely in the top four, along with Carolina for sure. And based on recent success, I think I'm going to stick with Columbus. I think Nashville's probably a little too old and maybe down near the Detroit-Chicago line as far as wins and losses go. Florida's kind of the wild card, so we'll see how they turn out. East, I'm going to go with Boston for sure. I think the Islanders showed a lot of promise last year, making it almost to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I would have liked to see them rather than Tampa Bay, just because I thought we matched up better with them. And then Philly and probably the Caps. I think that's...
No love for Pittsburgh. All right.
No, I don't know why. I just feel like from what I've seen of Washington, they just find a way to win games, at least to get grinders there.
Man, they dig and they dig and they dig. They're pesky. Yep. They remind me of the Stars.
Yeah,
you know, the Stars will get down early and then have to fight their way back, and that's kind of how Washington plays.
They're like Dugtrio. They're like the Dugtrio Pokemon. They dig and they dig and they dig.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. Jason,
I could be completely wrong about these.
Or you could be completely right, and you could be on to something.
Only time's going to tell, dude.
Only time will tell. Jason, real quick, what are you thinking for your top four teams in each division?
All right. In the Central, again, got to go Homer here, but I legit like our chances here. I don't think we're going to be a one seed. Tampa Bay does have that locked up for sure. Give me Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Tampa.
Whoa!
Yep. Interesting. Said it.
And that's even with Taze saying that he's not going to be playing at the beginning. Okay, all right. Bold statement, Cotton. Moving on.
Yep. In the East. So I'm going to say the Islanders may run away with this. I'm just throwing it out there. Ooh. They may run away with it.
Place your bets, ladies and gents.
Yep. There's something about them. I like we saw in the end of the last season. They kind of had a nice little run. I think they're going to bring a lot of that success to the new season. They're going to come out of the gate strong, and yeah, it may hold up. And then let me say Washington's going to follow them behind Boston and the Rangers.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Getting out of Philly the West. Out.
Yep.
Yeah, no Philly.
No Philly love. I do think they'll be a pesky fourth, fifth there. You can interchange Philly and Boston, but I'm favoring Boston personally.
Okay.
Here for the West, let me go Colorado, Vegas. Colorado number one, Vegas number two, Anaheim coming in number three. And give me Minnesota.
St. Louis does not make it. Ideally, I would love to see that.
No, man, I think they're going to flutter out.
That'd be awesome.
And I think not playing Dallas is going to get to their head. Just saying.
They need the yin.
They need it.
All right, what are you thinking for the North?
In the North, give me Edmonton. He's going to run away with this. Followed by Winnipeg, number two.
Okay.
Toronto, number three. And Vancouver, number four.
Okay, so Calgary, the flame fizzles out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. I mean, yep. Vancouver's got to
I don't think it's there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really like the way, I mean, you know, they play the Stars, but I didn't see much from them in that round. So,
oh, wow. Nothing okay. that
anybody else can keep up with. But I all mean, right. what do I know?
What I mean, we're just a Not couple hockey. Guys talking hockey in Texas, but
exactly.
I'm just going to rattle these off. Obviously, I'm with you guys in the Central. I do think Tampa Bay is going to run away with it. Dallas is going to be number two. Carolina, number three. I really think that Florida is going to overtake Columbus because Columbus is a great defensive team. I don't think they score enough goals. I think Florida is going to find some fire. We're going to see them at number four. For the East, it's hard to ever say that Sidney Crosby is not going to play a team into the playoffs, but number one overall I think is going to go to probably Boston, followed by Pittsburgh, and then Washington. And I feel like the Rangers, they have a young core. Zebedinibadad, I can't say that guy's name to save my life, but he's going to have a stellar season. Is going to drive them into the fourth spot. In the West, yeah, Colorado number one, easy, no question. Vegas number two. I really think St. Louis is gonna continue to play well with Binnington and Ned, as much as they hate Binnington. St. Louis number three. And then number four, I really hate to say this, but I think this might be the year that Minnesota actually makes a little bit of a difference in the playoffs. And by that, I mean just getting into the playoffs. So Minnesota number four, I hate.
Sometimes all you got to do is get there.
Yeah, I hate saying that. As far as the North goes, definitely see Toronto making it into the playoffs. Number one, they just have too strong of a team not to make it into the playoffs, the first seed. But they're going to get knocked down the first round, as Toronto always does. I definitely see Calgary. I think something that we forgot to go over with Calgary is they have, I think his name is Markstrom. the goalie that was on Vancouver, that 6'4" giant beast, is now a Calgary Flame. I think that's going to be a huge addition for them. So I think Calgary is going to be in there. Definitely Edmonton. You can't have Dreisaitl and McDavid and not make the playoffs. And last but not least, I'm going to say Montreal. They traded for Corey Perry. They wanted that little instigation. They got who they wanted. I think Montreal is going to sneak their way into the fourth spot. Sorry, Vancouver. I love your Sprite can jerseys, but it's just not going to work out for me. But yeah, those are the predictions. We will see. Like I said, we'll have to come back and check on these at a later date, see how we did. On that note, as far as you know, watching hockey, we do have one thing, one gripe, but there is a silver lining to it. The Stars will only have one nationally televised game on NBC. It is versus Carolina. I believe it's April 4th. Guys, Stars get no love. Patrick, how do you feel? How do you feel that the fact the Stars get one nationally televised game?
I mean, why would you want to watch the previous season Stanley Cup runner-up when you could watch Detroit six times? They were in contention for the number one draft pick. So, I mean, if you really like shitty hockey, then go ahead and turn on Detroit. But, you know, I mean, like you said, there's a silver lining, and that's that we get Josh and Razor pretty much every game except one. Don't have to listen to Pierre somehow shoehorn in Colorado and
keep McKinnon's dick in his mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say McKinnon is and
spicy boy.
I don't know that. I mean, that was probably Colorado should just change their name to the Colorado McKinnons as far as NBC is concerned, because he may be the only player on that team from how the playoffs went last year with the commentary.
McKinnon passes it to McKinnon. Off the bench for McKinnon.
I remember there was one
McKinnon
goal
with the save.
There was one goal that we scored against Colorado, and NBC somehow turned it into how great of a defensive effort he made on the play that he didn't stop that we still scored on. It's like, okay, now you're just being ridiculous. You're going out of your way to make comments about him. And I have no ill will towards Nathan McKinnon, and I may have mentioned this previously. I have no ill will towards him as a player or as a person. It's NBC's fault. And that's all I got.
All NBC's fault. No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's kind of baffling, really. It is what it is, but it's baffling. You definitely understand that Detroit is a hockey market, even though they are piss poor. They're going to be piss poor for probably another two or three seasons to come, I would predict, before they have any kind of resurgence. But yes, the silver lining is we don't have to hear Pierre butcher Miro Heiskanen's name and Garionov's name, even though, believe it or not, it says their names on the back of the jerseys in big, bold white letters or big, bold green letters or big, bold neon green letters, just depending on the night.
Miro Heiskala.
Yeah, Morten Heiskala. Jason, how do you think the Stars are going to fare having their one nationally televised game? Let's get an early prediction scoring wise from Jason as far as the April 4th nationally televised game versus the Carolina Hurricanes.
All righty. Give me 1 second to prep for this question. I've got a great answer for you. I gotta do some counting.
No, you're good, because hopeless minds are awaiting. This is obviously going to be the exact score of the game on April 4th, which is just a mere roughly 4 months away from this moment right now in time. So it would make complete sense as to why you knew the score exactly the way it was going to be broken down on that evening.
He's got to run the algorithm.
Yeah, knowing our luck, it's an afternoon game. NBC stifles us and gives us one nationally televised game, and it's at 11 a.m.
So, quick math, really quick. We are 40 games into the season now.
Okay.
Up to this moment, I think we are, quick math, 25 and 15 leading up to it.
I'm sweating just thinking about this.
We have seen Carolina 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times now. And I think it's going to be a tight series. It's going to be 3-2 going into the series. This will be a four. This will be the fourth game won by the Stars against Carolina, and the score will be, since it's in Carolina, I think it's going to be a close one. It's going to be 2-1. Miro gets the game winning goal.
Miro, the offensive juggernaut himself, absolute madman.
90 seconds left in the game.
I mean, you heard it here first, folks. If that's how it goes down
to the minute,
if that's how it goes down, then I don't see why this podcast isn't the number one hockey podcast in Texas. It may be one in the world. Spitting Chiclets, who are you? You've got your own vodka, but we've got our own Doctor Strange. Just like, all right.
That was quick math, man. I was just spitballing here. I could be a few p-value off as far as like win record, win loss record, but
I mean, maybe by a game at most. Two. There you have it. Yeah, two maybe. But there you have it. I mean, the prediction's in. Place your bets, you know, 4 months and a couple weeks in advance, and you guys will be rolling in dough. Well, real quick, I want to dive into the Allen Americans. Like we've probably stated before, we will definitely be hitting up some Allen American games this season. With the holidays, it's been kind of tough. The ECHL did start their season. They had the home opener just a couple of weekends ago. I mean, the Allen Americans were well on their way to winning the Kelly Cup, which is the ECHL trophy. I'm sure that it's no surprise that there are some ECHL franchises that have decided to sit out this season. As it stands right now, the Allen Americans are on the top of the Mountain Division. No pun intended. It's actually called the Mountain Division. They are 4-1 with an 800 win percentage. They are currently sitting at a 4-0 streak. So they lost their first game and have been doing nothing but winning since. And one of the reasons that they have won four straight is by the hand of Jesse Mikan. He was named the ECHL Player of the Week for December 21st through 27th. He scored 3 goals and added an assist for 4 points in 2 games against Tulsa last week. The dude's 28 years old. He scored 2 goals and a 4-1 win on Saturday last weekend and added a goal and assist in a 5-1 victory on Sunday. Mikan is tied in the ECHL lead with 5 goals and is tied for 2nd with 6 points in 5 games this season. Guys, I don't know how you feel about the Americans. I'm just super pumped to see some live hockey, and you know, I'm hoping that we can make it out to a game soon, and definitely hoping that we have some hoodies at these games. Did I just segue myself? You damn right I did. If you ordered a hoodie from us, the orders should be coming in hopefully by the middle of next week at the latest. I am in constant contact with the folks over at Rival Hockey. Was that our first plug? Maybe. Yeah, a little.
You get your contacts in order. You can send your bulk emails out now. I'm going to go name for the man voice.
Yeah, I like that. I think Rival is going to start sponsoring this podcast because of the fantastic drops that we just gave them. But yeah.
I thought you were going with Constant Contact.
Constant Contact?
Yeah. You said you've been in constant contact. The email software like MailChimp.
Oh, no. Please give us your entire spiel. No.
No, it's, you know, it's who we use actually for mass emails at work. Like when we send out marketing emails.
I think we're going to have to do the same thing.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either. I think Wada Hockey is going to have their own Constant Contact set up. So all of our hundreds and thousands and millions of listeners can get updates on the minute every minute.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I've been in Constant Contact with the guys at Rival Hockey and we are hoping to have those hoodies by the end of this week into next week. You know, once those hoodies are in the boys at Wada Hockey possession, we'll make sure to get those out to you as swiftly as possible. Guys, it's a little bit shorter of a show today. How are we feeling about the new year? What are our New Year's resolutions? Jason, what do you want to be in 2021?
I'm going to be me, but just a lot lighter, hopefully. So, fingers crossed.
Beautiful and inspiring. There you go. Patrick, any New Year's resolutions? Are you a black bean eating kind of guy, or what can we expect from King Smith rolling into next year?
My one New Year's resolution every year is to be just a little bit sassier than I was in the previous year.
Ooh.
And so far, since I started that yearly resolution 3 years ago, it's gone pretty well. So I think I'll keep my 100% success rate and not overtax myself with unrealistic goals.
No, I think that's brilliant.
A little, a smidge sassier is all I can handle, I think.
No, I mean, if we're going to continue this whole little journey of being podcast superstars, I think you got to have a little sass. I think it would benefit you greatly. So I think I speak for Jason when I say, yeah, bring all that ass and bring all that sass. But, real quick, too, I guess I shouted out earlier, my resolution is to play as much hockey as humanly possible going into 2021. Yeah, big shout out to the guys that have signed up for our fantasy hockey league. I will be reaching out to them, and we've got a trophy, guys. Posted it on the socials.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's gonna have some more. It's gonna have some more done to it. It's gonna have some more work done once I get my hands on some of those WADA hockey stickers. Looking at you, Postal Service. Go ahead and give me those stickers because Mason sent them to me weeks ago, and they're still not here. Anytime would be great. Postal Service, looking at you. We will get some cool stuff on that trophy. But yeah, we will be giving updates each episode of what's going on with fantasy hockey. We will be talking trash, maybe have some of the guys in the league on to see how they feel about how things are going and how we are as commissioners in this world. So guys, that's pretty much all I've got for this episode. I mean, we've dropped a couple of names as far as like who we know in the industry with Shoopy and Shippy, and now we're doing drops from possible sponsors in the future with Constant Contact and Rival Hockey. But do you guys have anything else you want to share with the hundreds of thousands of millions of listeners?
Stay sassy.
Stay sassy. Jason, I feel like I've got Don't Forget Your Kermit Tattoos, and now Patrick's got Stay Sassy. What have you got for the people?
Oh, man.
Putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, you know, shit.
I like it.
There you go.
Well, you heard it here first. You know, shit. Guys, that's all I have. Thanks always to everyone that tunes in. Make sure to like and subscribe on our, I guess, Anchor and Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts fed into your ears. And we will see you guys on the next one. And as always,
catch you on the flippity flip.
There we go. Catch you on the flippity flip. And don't forget your Kermit tattoos. Stay sassy.